ravages of inflation, but Republican Senator Tom Cotton warns that that could change if President Biden's $2 trillion-plus spending plan is approved. Following the lead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, fellow Republican, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing an executive order that bans government-mandated vaccine passports in the state. The UK adding a third vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, to its COVID-fighting arsenal. The evacuation order for homes threatened by a leaky wastewater reservoir in Manatee County, Florida, has been lifted. The state's ag commissioner says the situation has de-escalated. Crews are in the process of taking care of that leak. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 27 points, the NASDAQ ahead 28. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Brian Vrak, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet day today before big weather changes. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. We're dry during the day, and we're dry during the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But by late tonight, you know, after midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature 63. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tomorrow. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. High temperature up to about 80. More rounds of showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday and Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Folks, we're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm sitting here watching a video of some lunatic with the AK-47 shooting at a police officer. Some people are just don't deserve to walk around.
Amen.
Yeah, but that's like every day in Russia.
Yeah, and the bad thing is if you can't hit the broadside of a barn with it. I tell people all the time, like, I'm good with a shotgun or a rifle. If I have a pistol and I'm pointing at you, just stand still. I will never hit you.
Well, I'll give you this.
If you're bouncing around, I might get lucky.
I'll give you the same advice I gave my wife, Ray. You take that pistol and you put it in the dead center of your chest, between your chest there. And wherever you are pointing with your chest, when you squeeze the trigger, that's where that bullet's going.
You know, and the bad thing about Ron being on the police department for as long as he was, he can hit, he can hit anything with a pistol. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When we're together, shooting together, and he's just lighting up the world, and I shoot at the target, and we can't even figure out where the bullet went because it don't even hit the paper. He's like, "Where did he go?" I said, "I don't know." Yeah, so yeah, no, I'm not good with the pistols, but really good with a shotgun or a rifle. I can do those just fine.
And then you're good with flooring. I heard.
You know, flooring, I'm dead on accurate with flooring, especially colors. I had a client in here this morning helping pick colors, and she's like, "I just don't know about the paint." And I said, "Well, I don't want to be a decorator, but I can help you with that. I'll come over later this afternoon."
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Nice. Get that paint picked out.
So,
but we're not painters.
Right, right. But you can work with folks.
I can definitely help you on the decorating end. Because we do it day in and day out for 20 years. You get pretty good at picking colors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I come in, and she was here literally 5 minutes. She's like, "That was so easy. I can't believe it. didn't take any longer. I said, I don't want to brag on myself, but I'm really good when it comes to colors.
Or you can say,
I can get in here and...
It ain't my house, so I'm really quick at it.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Yeah, and then I imagine you have different types of customers. You have folks who know what they want,
yeah.
And they don't want, they know you don't try to upsell them. No, just give them what they want. And then you have folks who are like, I need some help here. I've not done this before. You can work with both.
That's it. And a lot of times what happens is this is a water damage. So they're not thinking of floors.
Right.
They're not thinking of having to paint the house and redo things because the sheetrock's been damaged. And so they're just blindsided. And that's when I really can jump in and help and say, hey, let's do this, this, and this, and we're going to be done in a week, and you're back to normal.
Such a good feeling, too, to be able to help people like that.
So, folks, if you're looking for that sort of help, if you're looking for that sort of expertise, and just a great guy, you can talk about, you know, shotguns and AK-47s, too. Give Prattville Carpet a call. 285-8117 is the number for Prattville Carpet. And when you do call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, guys, give us a call today. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Ray.
More News and Views when we come back. Steve, hold your position. We'll be right back with you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, or Dan Black Studios.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Jack Campbell sends a how you doing.
How you doing?
Hope you're all right, Jack. So last night at the city council meeting, not only did they extend a local municipal mask mandate, a group of current and former Montgomery police officers stood before the council and laid out claims that the upper leadership of the police department has unethically changed department policies and retaliated against officers who lodged complaints against others. Four current officers, two former officers, and an attorney representing several of them each took 5 minutes to air their grievances. This comes after a big story yesterday in the Montgomery Advertiser that interviewed Chief Finley about the, crime when you look at it as a whole statistic is down technically.
Yeah, if I put the numbers right, sure.
No, but violent crime is up. From 2019 to 2020, a 10% decrease in nonviolent offenses for the first 3 months. However, there has been an increase when it comes to violent crime. And it makes you wonder, why the increase in violent crime and why all this trouble now being talked about openly. And also there's a lot being told to me and others behind the scenes about what's going on at the police department. What in the world's going on there? What in the world's going on? And some of these claims, I mean, it's people who know more about police culture and the Montgomery department would know more than I, but some of this is just blatant, looks like mismanagement. But
well, some of the allegations are everything from bullying to misconduct with female officers. Mm. And that's the last.
Morale is low because
incredibly
of this.
Incredibly low.
Yeah. So,
officer count low.
I mean, some of these allegations were like, huh. And, sometimes it's not big things. It's these little things that add up, actually, over time.
Yeah.
And it seems that's what's been going on here with the police department. But we will ask the mayor about this. And here, joining us now, Steve. Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Good morning, Radio Free Montgomery, the last free voices left on this planet.
Well, we're trying.
I hear you. I tell you, I couldn't vote for the former Olympic star in California.
Oh? Huh?
But I could vote for another individual, and she is a former Auburn graduate, and she lives with her bulldog alone, and she's available, Joey, and she's the reigning Miss California. Her name is Alicia Gupta. Look her up.
Gupta.
Alicia Gupta. With an A or an E?
With an A.
Gupta?
Gupta.
Alicia Gupta. She's cute.
Joey, we don't do that.
Joey. Down, boy.
That's right.
All of a sudden, she was cute.
Joey, we only judge by her educational status. We do not judge on looks.
Yeah, that's the first thing I say to a woman. I don't judge you on your looks. I could care less.
Show me
it's
your
only
diploma.
Your brain.
I know.
It's your mind.
I know you got all your makeup on. You chose that dress. Yeah, you took some time to really look nice today, but I don't care.
You guys got it all
I don't
wrong.
Care what you look like.
You need to get the credit score first.
Right.
That's the most important.
You know, the women I've dated before, they love it when I'm like, I don't care that you put in any effort. Like, you can just wear a robe all day and no makeup. It'll be great.
You're always looking for new mind stimulation, aren't you, Joey?
Oh, sure.
No, I hear you.
I'm looking at her. You think she's going to actually get in on stuff?
I don't know, but I think she works for ABC or, but she got a good bloodline. She passed through Auburn. I can't believe you let her pass through without, being able to identify her.
You don't know me very well.
All right. Hey, speaking of the shocking events that went on last night, as our former strange mayor used to say, went on as city council. The sounds like the coach has lost his team.
Mm-hmm.
And let me paint you a scenario. You've got every quarter you have to qualify to have one of the basic functions of being a police officer, is that being able to shoot a gun accurately and on target. Not a whole lot to ask. And you get two opportunities to qualify. And so everybody can have a bad day. You can be up a sick kid all night, whatever. So first one doesn't count, but the second one got to count. But if you don't, then you get one more chance, but you got to go to 8 hours of remedial firearms training. Hmm. It's trying to identify what you're doing wrong where you can't hit a score of about 70 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you don't complete that mission on the third opportunity to qualify, then you are terminated. Now, many officers in the past were good officers, but they couldn't qualify for whatever reason.
Wow.
They give you opportunities to get glasses or practice or correct, you know, that on your own during the sup time used to before you could just shoot on certain nights.
Right.
To get your skills up. So when qualification came around, you wouldn't have a problem. But in this scenario, this female who is a high-ranking officer within the Montgomery Police Department didn't qualify on her third time.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided, you know, we've got this policy and it's been in effect for 20 years or so, but because of her, we're gonna give her one more chance. And bingo, she made it.
Amazingly.
But the male officers and other female officers of lower rank didn't get that one extra opportunity. And when you start doing crap like that, mm-hmm. it will kill the morale of any organization. And I hope they got a way to justify it, because the old hunting dogs, they're not going to hunt.
Mm-mm.
They're going to lay on the porch, and they're going to watch. And if you don't support them, if you don't coach them up and tell them what you want them to do, I want you to go out there and not respond to crime, not write reports, but prevent crime. And if you step on somebody's toes and make an honest mistake, we'll address it, but we're not going to hang you out to dry. And I'm not going to be able to call in, because I've already called in one of the mayor's own, but please touch base with him about the morale within that department.
That is something I was going to touch on even before hearing about this testimony at the city council meeting yesterday. So this kind of, there's been a lot of whispers, I'll just put it that way, behind the scenes, without revealing, you know, people, respect sources, so to speak. And it's not really my bailiwick. It's like, it's not my expertise by any means. But when you start hearing enough folks say, hey, you've got just basic problems that are adding up to a big problem. I've been meaning to discuss this with the mayor, and we will definitely ask a few questions about it. And then when you also look at 31% increase in aggravated assaults, robberies up 14%, homicides up, you're talking about basic violent crime, prevention methods, being a little more proactive, that is obviously not being done. So, we'll see.
All right. Well, if you get a chance to FaceTime with Alicia,
you got to stop getting my hopes up like this.
Come on, man. You can get in the game. All you're going to get is a no.
Come on, man.
Appreciate it.
Come on, man.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Later, bud.
272-9228. I mean, you've been hearing some of the same scuttlebutt, too, around the police,
oh, yeah.
Right, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And from all different sorts of folks.
From top
yeah.
to the bottom, quite honest.
Yeah, likewise. And without even looking for it. I mean, it's not like I'm soliciting this stuff.
No. No, not at all. But in the world we both rotate in, we have a lot of police friends and acquaintances and clients. And they're not, they don't hold back, I guess you'd say. They're not afraid to speak. Well, it's good or bad. They're not afraid to speak.
Well, and I've talked to you before. The idea of it leads. I can't stand that. Actually, when we cover crime stories, you might have heard me last week, folks, talking about the Chauvin trial going on in Minneapolis. I don't relish talking about these things.
Right.
I see these videos, whether, you know, it's a controversial one that's right on the line. Is it justified or not? Police action. Or you see a, you know, horrifying crime story like that. Carjack in Washington, D.C., where this guy was killed in the process. I don't enjoy that stuff. I would not be a good crime reporter. But it is a real issue when it rises to a certain level, and we got to address it. And I'm interested to see what the mayor has to say about what's going on with the police department, especially after last night's city council meeting. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint the bedroom, maybe the kitchen, or maybe the outside of the house, the front porch or the back porch, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go for all your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Whether you're contracting out the job or doing it yourself, New Look Decorating Center is where you can talk to great experts like Brian Carr or Brett Lanham. Brian's the owner. Brett's the manager. They're both paint specialists. They've also put together a great personable team. They can lead you in the right direction when it comes to finding the right stain and paint supply for the job, especially first-time do-it-yourselfers. If you need just the basics and you need the pros to help walk you through that process, they can really help you there at New Look Decorating Center. So give them a call at 271-0007 or stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, where Atlanta Highway dead ends, or excuse me, Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it right there in its own building, Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. Try them today and be sure to tell them that news.
This youthful heart can love you, oh, and give you what you need. But I'm too old to go chasing you around, wasting my.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
At Liggers Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Liggers customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Liggers on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Liggers good.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment, but first let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you, sir?
Man, it's a great Wednesday at Brubaker Kia. $199 a month on select 2021 Kia Fortes, and these are equipped, not stripped. These are well-equipped Fortes, $199 a month, or if you'd rather have a sedan, $199 a month on 2020 Kia Rios, or you can buy it outright for $16,900. And that's a brand new car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Best warranty in the business. Or if you want the cutting-edge, brand-new, redesigned 2021 K5, how about lease it for $199 a month? So that's $199 a month leases on 2021 Kia Fortes, 2020 Rios, and even the 2021 K5. Beautiful car. It's cutting-edge. If you haven't seen it, you need to come. Or you can check out all the details at Brubaker.com.
I appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, thanks, Joey. Have a great Wednesday.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go right to the phones, 272-9228. And again, the mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, coming in at 11 a.m. Been a while since we chatted. We chatted over the phone at the beginning of the pandemic. And I look forward to the conversation. There's some straightforward questions need to be asked. But I'm looking forward to straightforward answers. And actually, I expect them. I don't expect anything less. And let's go to the phones and talk to GW. Hey, GW.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, bud?
I don't know what it's like now, but I used to be on the Montgomery Police Department for earlier in my life.
And how many years ago was this, give or take?
Back when Palmer was mayor.
Oh,
okay?
Lord. Okay.
Now, a couple weeks ago.
He was a good mayor overall, but when it came to the police department, he was awful. And I know maybe both you guys liked him.
I was too young, and I've heard stories about Emory that make me laugh and go, okay, that's great. I've heard stories that maybe go, oh, thank God he's not there anymore.
Exactly. So,
he was a police officer groupie, okay?
Sure.
I mean, part of him wanted to be a police officer. And so he was, instead of allowing the chief of police to do his job, or the chiefs at that time, he had more than one, he had different departments they were chiefs over. He would get out at nighttime and follow the police car and literally tell us to go check a particular area or door, which was our job anyway. Why was he following us around?
It's like a Dixie version of Napoleon. It's like, what's going on here?
One of the issues, look, you got sexual harassment, politics, and any type of job situation you go into, whether it's the corporate world or the government world, you've had scandals in the military, at colleges, at big corporations, you know, West Point, the Naval Academy, every one of them. The what is too bad, and you can ask Mayor Reed this, I don't know if he does, when Mayor Palmer was there, you would always have an individual that was basically his chauffeur, okay? His personal assistant. He would just drive him around.
Right.
And he would come in, and he was a regular patrol officer. But when he left now, he was the rank of a lieutenant. And this was someone who was you know, he might not ever have any experience as a patrol officer or knowing what the line duty officer faced every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have politics, and that's just one example, but when you have politics come into the promotion of personnel, especially in law enforcement, is not a good situation, because those people are there to protect the public, and although you don't get the best people as patrol officers or police officers or law enforcement in any area, especially these days because of the pay, when the politics push the good people out, you set yourself up for a situation that creates a dangerous situation for the public. And that's, you know, that because it's law enforcement, you know, it might not be a dangerous situation or a life-threatening situation if it were to happen, say, at Apple or the Naval Academy. But when you're out there and you're entrusting people with a weapon,
right,
and someone that's supposed to enforce the laws that keep people from dying, you really don't need politics, although you're not going to get it out. That's right. The real world. And that was my experience for the short. And then after that, it was with the Department of Corrections, which was the same exact type of situation.
Well, and so many of these types of, and you know better than IGW, but so much of it is based on morale. It's also based on consistency, knowing what you're going to get, you know, with your contemporaries or colleagues at the same level and rank, knowing what you're going to get from leadership, from, you know, when you have basic stats like violent crime going up, and then you're starting to see all these morale issues that really, when the public starts hearing about this, you know it's already a problem. It should never have to come out and be talked about
right.
Like this.
It was a problem 5 years ago. They were not listing the crimes, what they actually were. They could lower the classification. So there would be a perception of a lower crime rate as far as the violent crime goes. But, you know, it's basically, it doesn't matter where you go. It's a good old boy system. It doesn't matter where you go. It's going to be who you know and who your friends are.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can meet a minimum qualification. You're going to be preferred over your contemporaries or people that might not even be your contemporaries. And again, like I said, from my perspective, when I was in it, especially with the DLC where I was a supervisor, My beef was, if you didn't show up for work or you didn't have the right personnel there, you created a situation where other people can get physically hurt or killed.
Right.
And so it's just not a good thing to have. So ask the mayor when he comes in, do you have a personal assistant? When he comes in and escorts you around, what makes him be qualified to be a supervisor when he leaves that position?
Mm.
To be a supervisor over a shift of, say, 25 or 30 patrol officers when he's never pulled a patrol duty or maybe 1 week's worth of patrol duty. I mean, how is his experience, or what makes him qualified to tell them how to manage a situation?
Well, GW, I appreciate the call and the insight. I got to run. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
272-9228, Soldier Boy, hold on. This hour of news and views, as always, second hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. If you're looking for your very first mortgage, your very first home, Kim Williams, Madeline, the team there at Alabama Home Mortgage can help you be that first-time home buyer. It all starts with getting pre-approved. You do not want to skip that first step, or you're setting yourself up for a terrible heartbreak, an unnecessary heartbreak. So call up Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Ask them, hey, I'm looking to buy a home. I'm looking to get into this hot market right now. I need to get pre-approved. And what are the other steps? They'll guide you all the way to closing day. Also, if you're a current homeowner and you would like to, well, refinance, because you've maybe heard me talking about this before, if you haven't refinanced in years, if you're still sitting at an interest rate in the fours, the fives, God forbid the sixes.
Leaving money on the table.
Maybe even less than four, too. You're usually leaving money on the table. You can save hundreds of dollars a month. You can change the duration of your loan. That adds up to not only over a year, thousands of dollars, but over the course of a mortgage,
man
you're freeing up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And when you refinance your Alabama Home Mortgage, whether it's VA, FHA, conventional loan, jumbo size loan, you can skip up to 2 months, skip two payments. So you skip 2 months of payments. When you start paying again, it's less than you had before. Great way to relieve financial stress or just free up some cash to invest in yourself or maybe a special trip or something like that.
Ooh, good idea.
We always deserve it.
Yes,
nice
we do.
Vacation. Check out Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Coming back to Soldier Boy and others at 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
Hello, Montgomery. Get WOW super fast internet for less than the other guys. Starting at just $29.99 per month, WOW has the speed. Go online to learn how to get $150 on us. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet day today before big weather changes. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. We're dry during the day, and we're dry during the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But by late tonight, you know, after midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature 63. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tomorrow. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. High temperature up to about 80. More rounds of showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday and Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Coming up, if everything's running on time, Mayor Montgomery Stephen Reed will be joining us here at 11 a.m. For the time being, though, we got one of our regulars, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy!
How you doing?
Man, I've been patient, man. I must be getting punished for something I don't know about, man.
Like Papa B, I got to give you plenty of runway.
Runway. That's nice way of saying it.
The only patience that you've got is at the mental hospital.
We drive on a four-way highway, not a two-way street, right?
Right. And let me guess. You're going to say, let me ask you a question.
No.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to apologize to you and all your callers for absolutely nothing.
There we go.
No respect.
Did you like that one, Eddie?
No respect.
That one, I really appreciate it.
Did you? I thought you deserved that apology for nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I remember when McGregor said that. I was like, that's my boy.
Oh, I love McGregor.
Nobody's better than that. I mean...
Let me ask you a question. If you were in California by some crazy, you know,
Going back to Cali. Yeah. To Cali. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to Cali. Hey, I don't think so.
Or going to California with an aching in my heart.
Uh-huh.
So would you vote for, as a Republican nominee, Caitlyn Jenner over Gavin Newsom?
Based on Gavin's track record, I'd have to at least test out the waters on that one.
Yeah.
I think we live in the best timeline. I love these glitches in The Matrix. Like, it's just, that goes down as one of the greatest documentaries ever made, Matrix.
You know what, here's what I say. I don't care what color skin you are, your nationality, your religious preference or anything. Mm-hmm. Are you qualified and can you do a good job for the people?
Right.
That's a politician's supposed to be, in the essence, right, in theory, right?
And then you add in an Olympian work ethic?
Yeah. My dad used to tell me about I said, Dad, what's the... And I used to love the Olympics when I was a kid, watching with my dad and everything. And I said, Dad, what's the toughest one? He said, decathlon. I said, what do you mean? He said, you got to be good at 10 different things.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right.
But anyway, I got you off course. What were you...
Yeah, you did. Got me off in a gutter there. I'm getting some crawfish out of that gutter. Okay. The first thing I want to start with... what did you do to get the mayor to come on your show? I want to know that.
We asked.
Well, a lot of people have asked.
Well, it must have just been, you know, some alignment.
Your sweet, buttery voice of Joey Clark?
Well. You know.
And by me using this call right now, I can't call the mayor at 11?
No, we only got 30 minutes here. Yeah. So.
Because he can't handle the soldier boy. I know that, one-on-one.
I can barely handle you.
Well, that's exactly my point. He ain't going to handle it. I had a friend of mine call me last night, 10:30. I thought he had crashed his car, had a medical condition, or maybe his wife beat him up, or you know, some emergency happened. You know, when somebody calls you at 10:30 at night, it's not a good sign. But I didn't want to call him the individual back because maybe it would have been a butt call accidentally.
Right.
And, you know, you want to call him and wake up his family and everything. So, you know, so he calls me this morning and he's stressed out. And he said, did you hear what happened? I was like, no, what? Tell me. And he says that the mayor has extended our mask mandate, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right.
And it wasn't just the mayor, it was the entire city council who passed it unanimously.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, I'm very disappointed in you, and you'll probably see that come if you run for re-election again. They always vote together in little clumps, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't think it initially went through cleanly. I think there are a lot of folks on the council frustrated.
Well, you know, Soldier Boy's been thinking about running for city council.
Hey, buddy.
You know, this boy can't be bought. They're going to have to turn the mic off on me.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling.
You know that. I'll just talk louder, that's all. It goes well in that chamber. And the sense is, you know, that's all we have different districts for, you know. It may not be good for your district, but it's good for my district. I'm not going to come along and get along to vote. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to vote what's best for my district and my constituents that voted for me and represent my district. Even if it's against everybody else's. I'm tired of seeing all this unanimous, unanimous. Mm-hmm. It's always unanimous, right?
Sure.
Because they have those little working groups now, and deals are being made in the back room. Well, you know what? Soldier DeWay doesn't make deals, you know, unless it would help his constituents and his voters. It's not going to happen. You know, I'm not going to come along and get along. So he tells me he's going to extend the mask mandate. So evidently he thinks he's more powerful than the governor. So how much further is he mandating it now from the governor's mandate date cutoff?
I think it's the old local mandate that was in place before.
We'll let you know.
Well, and this is what I'm going to ask about. How exactly is this implemented? Because you can.
Yeah, and how's he getting his baseless information from false medical doctors down the street of Mulberry?
No, I'm pretty sure they're just going to say CDC.
Yeah, that's been the standard Democrat line.
Mm. Well, exactly. Well, you know, the CDC also came out that 78% of the people hospitalized for what? For COVID were obese and fat.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get hospitalized for that. Why do they keep bringing that up?
Yeah, that's interesting, too. I saw that in Laura Ingraham. It was pretty interesting.
No, and I keep suggesting President Biden should look into the camera and say, America, I'm challenging you to a push-up contest. You're too fat.
Yeah. Well, he wants to take Trump behind the building and beat him up, right? I remember that
one,
too.
He can't find the behind the building.
Well, Trump would have knocked some sense into him, no pun intended.
Actually, somebody sent me a clip the other day of Biden getting back on Air Force One. I guess it's the first time since he fell, and he made it all the way up the stairs. And this clip was in a restaurant with probably 100 people in it. Everybody got up and applauded when he made it to the top of the stairs without falling.
It's a big, like, everybody's like, oh, I saw the video. He tripped. He didn't trip.
What happened?
No.
He was sitting
how many
the
times
stairs.
Hey, when he was vice president, I guess that strange wind never happened, right? Okay.
No, he was sniffing the stairs, Soldier Boy.
Oh, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Like his son?
Looking for Sergeant?
He was sniffing some powder.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if Major Biden is the one actually biting people. You don't remember the finger bite?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is he still at the White House, Major?
Always fun to have fun with the national.
So how long is he going to extend this to now?
I don't think
till May the 9th.
Oh, there is a time frame.
Yeah, there's a time frame.
Okay.
May the 9th. So he's going an extra month more than just to make the news again. I guess he loves to be in the news.
And this follows suit after Birmingham did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a liberal Democratic mayor up there, too. So that doesn't save much. You know, if that's what he's going to follow the lead on. So all we're going to do is very simply, I mean, this is just like Atlanta. Atlanta screwed themselves over out of $100 million. The Democrats did, and here they go again. All it's going to do is cause me and a lot of people, I guarantee we talked about it this morning when I was walking the dogs this morning, to spend our money, take our tax base, and that live in Montgomery, and spend it in Prattville, and spend it in Millbrook, and spend it in Wetumpka. Mm-hmm. Thus hurting what? The businesses, especially the businesses. These businesses need to put pressure on the mayor.
There's one way you can put pressure on the mayor.
No business can do it.
Move.
Well, you know, that's kind of funny. I thought about doing that, you know, and my property value, I bought my house at a 210. It appraised at 160 this year. Yeah, I know. And I asked the guy across the street who bought the house, identical to my floor plan across there, and I asked him what he paid for it. He told me, and I said, and they don't have any kids. I said, I can't believe that. He goes, yeah. He says, he said it. I didn't initiate it. He goes, it's because of two reasons, crime and the school system.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's two big problems.
And you're a real estate agent.
Yes, I am.
And those are not the two major reasons for the decline of property value in Montgomery?
Those are two major reasons, yes. Yes,
I talked to a couple of builders. They won't build spec houses in Montgomery.
And these are the basic things for the housing market, but also attracting business development, especially, you know, cutting-edge businesses. So, Soldier Boy, I got to run. I appreciate the call, man.
All right, then.
See you,
okay.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor in Wetumpka. Stop by his place at 75928 Tallahassee Highway there in Wetumpka, Alabama. Or just give him a call at 514-7600. Set up an appointment to help, we'll fix those aches and pains. If you got something that's ailing you, like Eddie today, looking like a human highlighter.
I'm sorry. Over there.
You've got, you know, lower back problems today, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could be anything. And this is the deal. There are a lot of pain problems, basic musculoskeletal problems that you can't exactly pinpoint what is going on. And that's why you need a true pro, a true professional, a doctor named Tom Pershing. Dr. Tom Pershing to help you out. Call him up, set up that initial appointment at 514-7600. He'll ask you what's going on with you and get a little bit of your medical history. Then he'll discuss a diagnosis and give you initial treatment and set you up on a schedule of treatments going forward. It could be basic adjustments, sort of akin to an adjustment or a massage, something like that. But it could be more. It could be ultrasound therapy, infrared therapy, electrostimulation therapy, spinal decompression for bulging discs, deep tissue laser therapy. I know that can work sometimes on tendons and joints and these sorts of things, those small muscles that are hard to get to with adjustments. They can really do a lot there, Dr. Tom's practice in Wetumpka. So accident and industrial injury clinic is what it's called. It could be a recent injury, or it could be something, well, you've just been breaking your body, working hard your whole life. You don't have to live in pain. Call Dr. Tom Pershing today. 514-7600. 514-7600. Be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds, and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Though we are coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. Hopefully we'll have the mayor on at that time. We'll see. You know, Eddie, with this Georgia law.
Yeah.
The voting law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to, like I said, empathy is an important thing. Not just to have a bleeding heart, but to understand folks who have a different philosophy, temperament, perspective on things. Yes. It's best to help you is generally navigate this crazy, wicked world if you understand where people are coming from.
Sure, sure.
And so I really have, you know, looked at the concerns of folks who say, hey, I think there was some foul play with the election, especially in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I hear folks say, hey, no, this is like Jim Crow in a new suit, Jim Crow 2.0.
Okay.
I think they're clearly, when I look at Biden, I see that as a cynical political move. But then, you know, we'll get a call from somebody, and they're listening to folks like Biden, and it's like, okay, it's a more genuine on their part when they're concerned about this. And given, you know, the unique history, especially here, we should be sensitive to Jim Crow, though I don't think, in my own assessment, I think it is an overstatement to call what's happening in Georgia a new Jim Crow, or it makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle, I think what Biden said, which mm-hmm. is like, what are you talking about, old man?
Idiot.
But Republicans have essentially been defending it in that way, saying this is not Jim Crow, this is actually, and it does, it extends early voting days, it gives counties options. There at the county level due to Sunday voting early. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities to vote, and it secures things with basic photo ID requirements.
So what's it taking away, Joey? Where's the problem?
Well, it does restrict some of the way you can harvest ballots, like who can go collect ballots and bring them into a polling place.
Well, that right? just seems logical, Joey.
But what's interesting is, you know who's been missing from this argument?
Who that?
Donald John Trump. And Trump came out with a statement yesterday. So just remember, Democrats, I'm not saying this as like substantive policy level. I have my opinion on that. And I think the election was stolen fair and square in the sense that all sorts of rules were changed all over the country, I think to the advantage of the Democratic Party. But the narrative is it's the new Jim Crow. Georgia saying, no, it's not. And we're trying to respond to our voters' worries about election integrity. And they've essentially said, no, this is a good law. And we're securing the vote. And we're doing it in an even-handed way, and Coca-Cola and Delta and the Democrats just need to stop it with their nonsense. Well, now Donald Trump has weighed in.
What's the old Trumpster say?
Georgia's election reform law is far too weak and soft to ensure real ballot integrity. Election day is supposed to be election day, not election week or election month. Far too many days are given to vote. Too much mischief can happen during this very long period of time. You saw that in the 2020 presidential election. How's Ruby Freeman doing? Governor Brian Kemp and Georgia Secretary of State should have eliminated no-excuse widespread mass mail-in voting, gotten rid of the dangerous and unsecure drop boxes, and should have kept an expanded signature verification to do matches against the historical voter file. Can you see Trump saying that?
Yep.
Among other things, hope the rhinos are happy. Kemp also caved to the radical left woke mob who threatened to call him racist if he got rid of the weekend voting. Well, they kept it, and they still call him racist. Always interesting to get the reminder that Democrats, who have been there forever, play a certain game. Republicans, who have been there a while, play a certain game. And then there's Trump.
Yep.
And love him or hate him, you got to hand it to him. He's got a unique approach.
Joey, do you know of anyone that's taken the Georgia law, new law, and just put it side by side with and compared it to any other states?
Yeah.
And is it pretty black and white that the Georgia law is incredibly racist? Or we're...
No.
Then why? What are we doing?
Because it's an effective rhetorical tool. It's narrative management. We actually went over this the other day. And I know you were here, but it's just it's politics.
But
and
so...
a few weeks ago, I got in a great discussion, a little bit of an argument with Jason. And I said, this happens too often. It's happened for years, especially when you bring up gerrymandering. Both parties have been rigging the voting apparatus and zoning and all this stuff. And of course, they do it. They're politicians. What's the principle of politics? Power.
Right.
What's the object of power?